Hello and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gunn. I'm a self-actualization and mindset coach at Cultivate and Thrive, and I am on a mission to help Christian professional moms thrive in their reclaimed value while they cultivate a fulfilling and purposeful life. Now, many times on these episodes, you will just hear me sharing some tips and some things, some knowledge to help you improve and move forward. Sometimes I'll have special guests that have something great to share, especially things that I want to share with you to help you in your journey of life. Now, you can find this podcast, whether it's live or on replay, here on my own Michelle Gunn LinkedIn page, Facebook page, Instagram, and TikTok. You can also find my business page, Cultivate and Thrive, on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and my website, michellegunn.com. That's right, my website is Michelle Gunn, one L, two N's, michellegunn.com. I invite you to participate in the comment section. I invite you to reach out to me via email, DM. You can find contact information on my website. Let's chat. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to today's episode, Embracing Your Authenticity, a Guide for Women. Now, I'd like you all, as you join me, please let me know where you're joining from and who you are. You can share something about yourself. After all, today's episode is about being authentic, so be you. I appreciate everyone who comes in. And if you watch on the replay, please use hashtag replay so I can see who is catching replays. Thank you. So, you know, normally I start out with a Bible. I spend some time with the Bible before my episode. And a lot of times I will share a verse, something I think I'm called to share with you. Well, I have started on a journey, and the journey is 33 days to Eucharistic glory. It's a spiritual pilgrimage, and every day I spend time with this book, and I also journal. So this morning, I got a message that I thought really is in sync with my message for this podcast today, authenticity. And that is John 2:5. Now, paraphrasing, interpreting, do what God asks you to do. Do what God asks you to do. That really struck me this morning. I mean, it's really, I think about it almost every day, but it struck me especially as I'm thinking about the topic of authenticity. And I've been writing about that in my content this week, and I will continue to do so. As you know, God created you to be a specific person, to be uniquely you, and to serve a purpose to help lift up humanity. And we each have our own unique gifts and talents and our own unique purpose to fulfill. And that is, do what God asks you to do. That's what we're created for, right? So let's dive in a little bit. So when we're talking about authenticity, I'm talking about being true to yourself in today's world. And that can be hard. I think it's getting increasingly difficult. I know for women, it's been difficult all our lives since we've been around. For most of us, there's a few of us who have no problem being who we are. But sometimes even when we think we're being authentic, or if other people think we're being authentic, it's not the case, because we're filled with that self-doubt. We're filled with that need of approval. We've been taught how to behave, how to act, what we should do, if we should have a career, what career we should have, how many kids we should have. Should we stay at home? A lot of times our choices aren't our own. We're following a path that was created for us. If we're blessed enough and strong enough, we slowly break away, and sometimes we do it just a little bit at a time to let some of ourselves shine through. In other cases, we are buried. We lose our true self because we're so busy trying to be what others want us to be, trying to make other people happy. Now, not that that's not a good thing. It is a good thing to bring happiness to other people. But you need to be true to who you are. It's very important in your personal growth and in your own fulfillment to be authentic, to be who you are. Embracing authenticity positively impacts your personal growth and connection. By embracing your vulnerability, you open yourself up to growth and foster meaningful relationships. Being true to yourself allows for genuine connections and a deeper sense of fulfillment. But remember, as I always say, you can't be authentic if you don't know who you are. And since most of us have been raised to be someone specific, and again, I'll be the first, you know, to admit it. For our children, we had specific goals in mind. We had the path that we saw for them. We didn't always see their gifts and talents as gifts and talents. Sometimes we saw them as hurdles. So we had them shy away from them and go a different place that was harder for them to be more successful at because it wasn't true to them, wasn't authentic. As I got wiser and more knowledgeable, I started encouraging my kids to really build upon their innate talents and abilities, to be more authentic to who they are. When we talk about the concept of authenticity, we often wonder exactly what that means. Well, authenticity is acting in accordance with your true self. And being authentic means behaving in congruence with your values, with your own values, your own beliefs, your own motives, and your own personality dispositions. I know for me growing up and still have issues as an adult because growth is a long-term process. There were parts of my personality that other people didn't approve of that I kind of buried away. But now, you know, I'm letting it flourish and come out. So being authentic is really embracing the inner you. You see it on social media all the time. Oh, authenticity this, authenticity, be authentic. People want someone who's authentic. But sometimes when you think you're seeing authenticity, what you're still seeing is another facade, right? Facade. It's a mask. It's what people want you to see, but it's not necessarily them. I know men face that a lot still to this day with emotions. They can't be true to how they feel and who they are because there's, you know, this manly image they must portray. Well, women often suffer from the same thing because we're called too emotional. We're called bitchy. We're called soft. So we often want to hide those aspects of us. You can be strong and soft. You can be strong and emotional. You can be strong and not bitchy. But again, you really need to know who you are. And recognizing the societal pressures and expectations on women will help you know how to maneuver around them. Because although we want to be authentic, we want to make sure we're not hurtful in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts. So we do really need to think about things, but you can do that and still be authentic. because there might be a better way to do things than what your initial thought was. That doesn't make you inauthentic. And remember that society wants every one of us to fit specific molds. When we're looking at roles and jobs, careers, oftentimes there is an unsaid, an unstated expectation of what your personality will be, of what you'll bring to the table. That doesn't mean that's exactly how you have to be. And if that's what the company wants and that's not you, then it's not a good fit. Because you can't flourish if you're not truly who you are. And talking about that, we want to make sure that we do recognize the difference between authenticity and conformity, right? Because that's kind of what I was talking about. When you go into a role, whether it's personal or professional, and there's expectation, so you conform to that, right? It's an action in accordance with some specified standard or authority. Now, if you're in a customer service role, they expect you to conform, to be cheery, happy, you know, regardless of what's going on. And I agree, we should always, no matter what our role is, greet people with happiness, with joy, with a smile, because that spreads. But if you're having a bad day, if you're struggling internally, you still need to be true to who you are and how you're feeling. But the difference is you don't take it out on other people. If you're having a bad day and you're not feeling it, you don't take that out on other people. You can be authentic and not treat people poorly because you feel you've been treated poorly or had a rough time of it. Good morning, Reagan, watching from Uganda. Nice to see you. Thank you for joining us. The same thing, you know, if you're that popular American word, hangry, right? You're angry because you're hungry. You don't take that out on people. You just don't. Remember to treat people with respect. You can be authentic and still feel. You want to make sure that you are always embracing your true self. And again, I said, you know, you need to know who you are. And there's lots of different ways to do that. You know, I love the Gallup Clifton Strengths Assessment because it doesn't define you, it describes you. It describes how you do things. And I have not yet debriefed with someone their results and them not agree with them. Not at all. I know for me, it was just a huge, huge confirmation of who I am. So I really, really do support that. And there's other assessments if you're into assessments. Some people are not, and that's okay. But there's many, many to choose from. I'm going to pause and say hello to a few other people. Hello, Judith from Finland. She's finishing up her work day. We got to get our work in. That's for sure. And Neil, good afternoon from Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you for coming. Nice to have you with us. So, other ways to help besides assessments, and also, you know, get feedback from people, but don't be afraid of what they say and take it calmly and don't get angry. Sometimes we're surprised at how people see us because we don't believe that's what we're putting off. And some of my younger days when I was a Girl Scout leader for my daughters, a parent did tell me that she used to be afraid of me. She was afraid to approach me. And I found that totally, totally unbelievable. So I had to look at why I was coming across that way, because that's not who I was. Part of it was because I was always rushed and busy. But you really need to look at how your actions are coming across to other people. You need to spend time in discovery with yourself. Journaling is a great way to do that. Personally, I don't have a lot of patience to sit down and journal, but I can jot stuff down. Or if you're one who likes to record, you can talk in a recorder and listen later. So you want to talk about and discuss and discover your personal values, your personal beliefs. Now, I'm not talking about the things that other people have bestowed onto you, what your parents told you what you believe, what your friends tell you is your value, what your work declares who you are. Really think about it. And add to that list your passions, okay? Passions are something that you really, really enjoy doing. Passions are something that you can do well, easily, with almost no effort. And it just gets better with practice and knowledge. So think about those things. And I would encourage you to write them down. If it's a jot in a list, if you write them out in sentences, write down your thoughts, something like that. Because you can always go back to them. And think about you from when you were little to where you are now and to where you want to be. Because your desires also say a lot about who you are. And that's not having a connotation of negativity or positivity. We're all unique individuals. We all want different things. And that's okay. But really think about what your values are, what your beliefs are, and what your passions are. And as you come up with answers or come back to it later, and come up with answers, and, you know, take some time to really think about it. And when you get these answers, is that how you're living? Are you being true to who you are? Look at your actions and your activities. Are they supporting your values, your beliefs, or your passions? If they're not, you're not being authentic. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with that word today. I don't know. You're not being authentic if your actions and activities and your words are not echoing your values, your beliefs, and your passions. Now, don't get me wrong. We all have to work, right? Because in this world, we do need money for food, for clothing, for shelter, for water, for our basic necessities, and for some extras. So sometimes we can't live out our passion right away, but we can live our passions, right? Even if we have to have a job that doesn't include that, you can volunteer, you can spend your free time in it, you can network with friends, you can network with community. When you're discovering who you are, you need to overcome that fear and self-doubt in expressing yourself authentically. And maybe you don't have a problem with that. And that's great. A lot of people do because we're so molded in this world of who we are, who we should be. So you need to overcome that. Embrace your imperfections and flaws as part of your authenticity. Every person on this earth is a human being. One thing we definitely all have in common, despite what some people may say, is we all make mistakes because that is human nature. And mistakes are a wonderful thing because they provide opportunities for learning, opportunities for growth. So embrace your flaws, because your flaws are your opportunities. And let's talk about weaknesses. We hear that a lot. In fact, I know here in the U.S., in the school system, weaknesses are to be overcome. You work harder on your weaknesses than you do on what you're good at. Because, hey, you're already good at it, so why do you need to do anything? Well, in all honesty, what you're good at is where you'll excel in life. So you should be building upon what you're good at. And your weaknesses, own them. It is okay. And not only that, it's great, because there's somebody else who has your weakness as a strength, and that provides them opportunity to work with you, and you opportunity to work with them. Because remember, team, together, everyone achieves more. Together, we're better. We need each other. We need each other to accomplish what God has put us here for. Along your life, along your way, living authentically, there's going to be challenges. So how do you navigate the challenges? Some of them are criticism and judgment from other people. Let's face it, our peers can be harsh. Sometimes our family members can be more harsh, and our close friends even more harsh or critical. But we do need that feedback to help us grow. So it's how you process it and how you deal with it internally in your heart. It's how you'll overcome it. There are some things that you're just not meant to do. You're not created to do it. And if someone points out that you're not doing something well, that you keep trying and trying to do, let that be a sign that maybe it's not for you. There's someone else better suited for that. And that's a wonderful thing. So embrace that. So I would say look at the judgment and criticism from others as ways to help you grow and ways to point out opportunities to work together with someone else. We do need to set boundaries. Boundaries are extremely important, but make sure your boundaries don't close you off from other people. So what kind of boundaries would you think you need for authenticity? Well, we can look at social media. So a lot of people say you need to be on there all the time. You need to post this times a day. You need to do this. Set boundaries. Look what works for you. You don't have to be 100% available to everybody else. In this day and age of cell phones, we are available 24/7 if we choose to be. Set your boundaries. Know when you're going to be available. And if you are totally involved in something else, even if it's personal, set your boundary. It is okay. And that shows people who you are. To also help you navigate challenges, overcome obstacles, as always, you need a good support system. And you want a support system that helps celebrate individuality, right? You want to be around people and be in places where it's expected that you are you, not that you conform to everybody else. Now, when I'm talking about this, I'm not saying that we should never conform or never be like someone else, because there are appropriate circumstances. Like if you're in a club with a uniform, we all look alike. And even then, there's ways to show your authenticity, right? There is. But you want to make sure that you're surrounded by people who love and support the person you are and encourages you to be more authentically you. because the world needs the you that you were created to be. When we're looking at relationships, we want to cultivate authenticity in others, as well as allowing our authenticity to flourish. So you want to make sure you let your friends know what you appreciate about them. Even you can say something like, you know, I really appreciate how you handled that situation with such kindness and care. I know that's not a strength of mine, and I love that about you. Let them know something that makes them authentic and different and individual is something that's wonderful. Do that in your romantic relationships. I know my husband and I, we're like so different that we have a lot of the same values and beliefs and morals. But as far as hobbies and things, the ways we like to spend our time are a lot different. So we definitely have our differences, and we have a lot of differences in the way we think. But my strengths, things that make me authentically me, very nicely go together with the things that make him uniquely him, make him authentically him. We complement each other. You want to make sure that your significant others know that you appreciate that and that that's a good thing. Same thing with family dynamics. You know, we always joke, we were joking the other day about the difference between the oldest child, the middle child, and the youngest child. Even in larger families, it's pretty easy to see. And there's so many similarities. And I've thought about it. You know, I've thought about what makes the child they are. And of course, a lot of it's parenting, because with the first child, you know, we're new parents. So we have these specific expectations. We have specific rules that we want to hold them to. And I can say, as you have more kids, those change or get a little bit lax, right? And that helps really form how your child develops. Now, it doesn't take away any of their uniqueness, but it does form the way they are. But knowing that in a family, a lot of times there's, no matter where they fall in the birth order, there's somebody who's like the family caretaker, right? They make sure everybody stays in touch. They may initiate gatherings. They may be the communicator. So, and there may be somebody else in the family that keeps everyone on time. There's different roles usually in the family, right? Different dynamics in your family. So do appreciate each person for what they authentically bring, and let them know you appreciate it. That will help honor their authenticity in the relationship that you have. When you communicate, you want to make sure you're clear. Also be kind, but do it in an authentic manner. Don't have people guessing what you mean. Don't have people guessing, God, is she being herself or is she just in a bad mood today? Or what's up her sleeve? You want to make sure that your actions and your words align with who you who you are. Anyway, you want to make sure that your beliefs, your values, and your passions are all in line with your words and actions, always. Also, when you're looking at relationships, you want to keep your eyes out for toxicity. Toxicity will hinder your authenticity in a relationship. So I know this is an international audience. I don't know if everybody knows what toxicity means, but toxicity is when there's something bad, something that eats away all the goodness. Unfortunately, there are people in the world who will do that to you if you allow them. Don't allow them to do that. If you're with someone who constantly tells you what you do wrong, what's wrong with you, and what you should do better, that's not a good sign. They're not allowing you to be authentic, to be your your authentic self. It's the problem with lives, right? You can't edit out everything. Thought I had that word down. Sorry about that, guys. But that's me. I'm being authentic. Some practical strategies for daily life to help keep you your authentic self is do mindfulness practices to stay connected to yourself. So what does that look like? That can look different for different people. For me, it's often shorter. For some people, it's often longer. You want to spend time, and ideally, you want to sit in a comfortable position, you know, feet flat on the floor. You want to relax, eyes closed, and really just spend time in your mind, in quietness. Deep breathing helps to get you where you need to be during that process. Make it intentional at first until you can relax. You can do some mindfulness exercises like envisioning your past, a past moment when you were successful in life, something you did that brought you immense joy. It can be as a child, and depending how old you are, you know, it could be older, somewhere in your past life. Ideally, at least 5 to 10 years ago, if you can go back farther, usually when we're children, that's when our most authentic selves are there, because that's when our parents and society start squashing things they don't like. So go back and spend some time in envisioning what that is. And remembering how you felt and what nugget, what gem can you take from that to pull back into you to live, to be authentic. Another exercise, go into the future. Think about when you are, again, depending on where you are in your life, let's say in your golden years, still active, you're having a great day, you're happy, you're fulfilled, people can see the joy in you. Who's around you? Who's there to share it with you? Who's there to support you? What else do you see? What are your surroundings look like? What kind of environment is it? Is it hot? Is it cold? Are you outdoors? Are you indoors? Do you have a job, career? What's your purpose at that point? What are you doing to make you feel so fulfilled? Spend time thinking about that. And I would encourage you after these mindfulness exercises to jot these down, because you can easily go back to them when you need a pick-me-up or you need to travel there again. Because the exercise to the future can help you make a plan and goals for that future, for that to happen. Plus, it'll help show you what your beliefs and values are. And again, you want to embrace your vulnerability as a strength. Right? We're all human. We all make mistakes. We all have feelings. So make sure you know that being vulnerable is a strength. It shows people you're human. It shows people that you can be connected with. Makes you more authentic. Celebrate your achievements and milestones on the journey to authenticity. If you're having a difficult time living who you truly are, that's okay. We've all been there. Some of us are still there. Some of us will be there for a while. But when you make an achievement in the right direction, celebrate yourself. And if you have someone who can share in that celebration with you, do it. Do it. And help celebrate other people when they're being them. When you see someone, whether it be in your family, in a social setting, or in a work setting, who is doing something that is authentic, is showing their authenticity, let them know you noticed. Let them know you love to see who they are. Now, remember, it can be very hard to live authentically as yourself, but you are called to be the person God created you to be. We all are. Do what God asks you to do. I'm going to leave you with two quotes today. First one's Dr. Phil. Be your authentic self. Your authentic self is who you are when you have no fear of judgment or before the world starts pushing you around and telling you who you're supposed to be. Your fictional self is who you are when you have a social mask on to please everyone else. Give yourself permission to be your authentic self. Love that. Lot said in that quote, most importantly, give yourself permission to be your authentic self. The last quote I'd like to leave you with today is from Amelia Earhart. Women should do for themselves what men have already done, occasionally what men have not done, thereby establishing themselves as persons and perhaps encouraging other women toward greater independence of thought and action. Be you. I encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, to follow me on LinkedIn and Facebook, and if this has been helpful, please share it out. I appreciate all comments. You guys, if there's anything else you want to see coming forward, I come live every Wednesday at this time, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thank you so much for joining me, and always be you authentically.